Don't feel bad. I spent months jumping from one interruption to the next, feeling run by my business instead of the other way around. The 80-20 principle and Parkinson's law are the two cornerstone concepts that will be revisited in different forms throughout this entire section. Most inputs are useless, and time is wasted in proportion to the amount that is available. Fat-free performance and time freedom begins with limiting intake overload. In the next chapter, we'll put you on the real breakfast of champions, the low-information diet. A dozen cupcakes and one question. Love of bustle is not industry. Seneca. Mountain View, California. Saturdays are my days off, I offered to the crowd of strangers staring at me, friends of a friend. It was true. Can you eat all bran and chicken 7 days a week? Me neither. Don't be so judgmental. Between my 10th and 12th cupcakes, I plopped down on the couch to revel in the sugar high until the clock struck midnight and sent me back to my Adultsville Sunday-Friday diet. There was another party guest seated next to me on a chair, nursing a glass of wine, not his 12th, but certainly not his first, and we struck up a conversation. As usual, I had to struggle to answer, "What do you do?" And as usual, my answer left someone to wonder whether I was a pathological liar or a criminal. How is it possible to spend so little time on income generation? It's a good question. It's the question. In almost all respects, Charney had it all. He was happily married with a 2-year-old son and another due to arrive in 3 months. He was a successful technology salesman, and though he wanted to earn $500,000 more per year, as all do, his finances were solid. He also asked good questions. I had just returned from another trip overseas and was planning a new adventure to Japan. He drilled me for 2 hours with a refrain, "How is it possible to spend so little time on income generation?" "If you're interested, we can make you a case study and I'll show you how," I offered. Charney was in. The one thing he didn't have was time. One email and 5 weeks of practice later, Charney had good news. He had accomplished more in the last week than he had in the previous four combined. He did so while taking Monday and Friday off and spending at least 2 more hours per day with his family. From 40 hours per week, he was down to 18 and producing 4 times the results. Was it from mountaintop retreats and secret kung fu training? Nope. Was it a new Japanese management secret or better software? Nein. I just asked him to do one simple thing consistently without fail. At least 3 times per day, at scheduled times, he had to ask himself the following question. Am I being productive or just active?